Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone. Hello, Journey of You family. How are y'all doing today? Today, I want to do a deep dive on identity and character in my small group session. We talked about identity and character, and there were a few things that we uncovered that I was like, I have to share. Nothing that any of them said personally, of course, but just a little bit more digging that we did. And so I wanted everyone to reflect on the difference between purpose, which is your lifelong journey of becoming more like God, and your assignment, which is a specific task that God has given you to do that may differ from one season to the next. And our pastor kind of co-hosts the class with me. And there were some things that he brought up that I was like, somebody else needs to hear this. It's so good. And one of those things that he said was that God's grace has always been there, which, like, obviously we know that, but sometimes we forget. And God's character has not changed. And so our purpose is the life that we live. It's who we become. That is used for God to shape and mold us into who he made us to be. Our assignment is the thing that we do. Our purpose is internal. Our assignment comes to an end. It can change based on the season. But for so long and so many of us, we've been busy chasing our purpose instead of our assignment. Our purpose never ends. It's with us from beginning to the end. When I talk about making your dash count, that is your purpose all the way. But your assignments in there can change, which I found to be very freeing, because that's where I was stuck for a long time. Everything that I wanted to do, I wanted it to fulfill purpose. But it didn't mean that it was going to be in the same assignment. And that's where I was having that greater, like, what's that one assignment that I'm supposed to be doing? But again, it changes with the season. And so I wanted to dig deeper into identity, because oftentimes when someone says, like, who are you? You immediately respond with what you do for a living or what your title is. But again, that's your assignment. What you do doesn't define who you are. And so I want to bring a few scriptures to light. Isaiah 64:8 says, "And yet, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all formed by your hand." Ephesians 2:10, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." John 15:16, "You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name." Do those scriptures not just totally blow your mind? Like, God chose you. If there's ever a time that a person has made you feel like you were not chosen, I need you to go back to this scripture. God specifically stated, "You didn't choose me. I chose you." And then if you're like having imposter syndrome, because remember, we're talking about identity, and you're not sure of who you are, or if you are enough, or if you're good enough or equipped, or whatever lies the enemy tries to make you feel, he said, "I appointed you to go and produce fruit. Fruit that lasts, okay? So that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. That is powerful. Every time the enemy comes along and tries to get you to think you're something that you're not, or tries to get you to question those things that are burning within you that you know God placed in you to do, you go back to these scriptures and you remember exactly what he said. Okay. So, how do you identify? And I don't mean as your gender, your race, or your ethnicity. How do you actually identify? If I say, who are you? How would you respond? Would it be with what you do? Okay, so I want you to think about your values, your standards. Think about your why, your character. Your identity is tied to Christ and who he created you to be. And so the fact that you were chosen before God ever placed you in your mother's womb, he gave you his own stamp on your DNA. He gave you your personality. So your identity, who you are, that doesn't change. Okay. You're continually becoming who you were created to be, but your identity is going to stay the same. You're becoming and ever evolving and you're getting better and better. But your identity, like it's stamped on your DNA. Your eyes are blue, they're going to be blue for the rest of your life, okay? But the things that will change will be your assignments in each season. It may look differently from one season to the next, and based on where you're at in life, or different, phases and things that you're going through. But your identity, the core of who you are, that part stays the same. Sorry, I'm going to sleep a little bit more. And so that's what I want to share in terms of that. And so, as I was facilitating the class, just these wisdom nuggets really were like, let me just share, because different people dropped different things. And so I know for a long time I did pursue purpose just in every single thing that I did. But again, that's not something to pursue because that's something that we're going to continually be doing. What we need to be pursuing is our assignment. And so I want you to think about like what that means for you, okay? I want you to have clarity in this moment, okay? Things may look differently than you planned or imagined, but God can orchestrate it way better than you could even imagine. Obviously, his thoughts and ways are higher than ours. But knowing that your identity is tied to Christ should probably be the most freeing thing that you'll ever discover. And understanding that your purpose is a lifelong opportunity of becoming and showing up as your authentic version of yourself, that's pretty incredible. It allows you to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective, okay? What is your life mission? What are those things that just really light your soul on fire, okay? I don't know if you've ever heard of the term fire shit up in my bones, but what is it that lights you on fire like that? You know, when you're operating in the Holy Spirit and he's telling you to do A, B, or C, what are those things that it's just like it bothers you to see people go through, or you hate to, hear people deal with a certain thing? Those are the things that are a clue to what your assignment is in that season. It might be something ongoing that you're going to be doing or ways that you're giving back, but what are those areas that are just unique to you? There are similarities among everyone, but each of us has that unique thing that's part of our identity, okay? And when we focus on our character, it's like, who are you when no one is looking? Literally, that's what your character boils down to. If no one else can see you, but God, who are you in those moments? If the camera was to turn on in front of a bunch of people and you didn't even know that they could see you, what would they see? That is your character. And so when you're thinking about your identity, think about who you are. What are those characteristics about your personality? Those things that make you you, that don't have anything to do with the work that you do, or the job that you're in, or the role, or the titles, but they are just a part of you. I will say that back in 2013,
I don't even know where it started. But the Holy Spirit dropped a motto, family motto, in my spirit. And I started teaching it to my kids. And at the time, I was actually pregnant. So I had one kiddo in my womb, and the other four were all school age. And every morning before they walked out the door, we always prayed together. And the last thing I said to them before they got on the bus was, "Who are you?" I wanted to implant in them and impart in them who they were. So that way, when they got out in the world, they didn't have to question it or be unsure. And of course, they're human. They still had periods, that they came across where they were unsure, middle school, high school, those transitional ages. But it was something that I feel like planted seeds in them, because every day they said, and when we all get in the car and leave together and get ready to go in the morning, the rest of them drive now. So normally it's only my son, my youngest, in the car with me. But I still ask him to this day. And when we're all in the car together, before we start driving, we pray. And I ask, "Who are you?" And they will tell you they are a Benis, which is our last name, that they are a leader, that they set precedents for others to follow, and they don't follow what everyone else is doing. I didn't realize until this year that I was literally speaking their identity into them, and that it's deep down in their souls, whether they think about it or not. I believe that it dictates the decisions they make, the things that they do or don't do, the things they participate in or don't. I feel like it's truly a part of their DNA. That's why I think affirmations are so powerful, because we spend enough time looking in the mirror and saying what we don't like about ourselves, or what we want to change, or this isn't good enough, or that's not this and that's not that. This should be skinnier. This should be more toned. This should be whatever. We're constantly nitpicking and finding fault with the way that God created us. But we're beautifully and wonderfully made. He made us just the way we were supposed to be. And so instead of constantly telling yourself what you are lacking or where you're not enough, speaking to yourself. So when somebody asks you, "Who are you?" you can open your mouth and tell them exactly who you are. And you don't have to list one thing that you do. You can just tell them who you are, because that's not going to change no matter what thing you are doing or what assignment you're participating in at that particular time. And that's what I want to encourage you in today, of knowing your identity in Christ and who He says that you are. Just like He dropped that one in my spirit to breathe into my children and continually have them say out loud and speak into the atmosphere, it's the same thing for you. If you're not sure where to start with those verses that I just read to you, and then speak God's truth over yourself. Again, Isaiah 64 and 8. "And yet, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all formed by your hand." So that affirmation can be, "God, I thank you that I'm formed by your hand. Thank you that I am the clay and you are the potter, and you're going to mold me into who you want me to be." Then it doesn't matter what anybody else's labels or opinions are and who they say that you should be, because you've got God's truth. Then you can go to Ephesians 2:10. "Thank you, God, that I'm your masterpiece. Thank you that you created me anew in Christ Jesus so that I can do the good things that you planned for me long ago." Then again, if you're feeling like you haven't been chosen, or that you're the one that's left out, you didn't make the team, you didn't get the promotion, you didn't get the title or the job that you wanted, maybe you didn't get to get the car or that particular house, or you didn't get to have children right when you wanted to, or the way in which you wanted to, or you didn't get to get married at the exact time or age that you thought that you should, you go back to John 15, 16. "God, I thank you that I didn't choose you, but you chose me. Thank you that you appointed me to go and produce fruit that will last, so that the Father will give me whatever I ask for using your name." You put yourself in those scriptures that speak to you in the moment that you're in, and you don't let the enemy or anyone else tell you that you're anything other than a daughter of the King, than the child of the Most High. Anything other than the fact that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are redeemed, you are loved, you are chosen, and you are forgiven. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of Christ. It tells us that there's no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Did you know dying on the cross was not God's purpose, Jesus's purpose? That was just part of his assignment. If it was done, if his purpose was finished in that, He would have never been resurrected. He would have never gone and took the keys from death, hell, and the grave, and then sat on the right hand of the Father to then make intercession for us and then send us the Holy Spirit to be our comforter and our counselor. That was just part of his assignment. It was a very hefty, costly part of his assignment. He gave up his entire life for us. But his purpose remained the same. It was always to close the gap between us and God so that we would have direct access to him, to be able to come to him boldly to the throne of grace and ask for anything that we had need of, to tell him how we feel, for him to impart to us, and to be able to move heaven and earth on our behalf, to give us that same power to speak things into existence. That is who you are. So anytime that you question it, you pick up your Bible and you read God's word out loud to remind you of who you are. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your goodness and your grace. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son to die on the cross for each and every one of us. Thank you that we have salvation, Father. Thank you that you've called each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you for molding us into who you want us to become, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you already know the plans that you have for us, Father. Plans to prosper us, to give us a future and a hope, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Thank you for being our comforter, Lord. Thank you for calling us by name and helping us to know who we are in you, Father. Help us to walk in that confidence, to be bold, Lord, and to speak your word and life over each and everything that we walk through and come against, Father. We ask these things in your sweet Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys for tuning in today. I pray that you are encouraged, that you know more and more and more each day who God called you to be, and that you embrace it, that you own it, and that you are confident in it, and that you don't ever let anyone tell you anything different. Why? Because your daddy said so.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonyzbenis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.